This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Speaking of managing expectations, JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said today the consumer in the United States is doing fine. Actually, better than fine if you look at the latest retail numbers. Sales for the month of June rose 0.4%, according to the Commerce Department, and sales for May were revised upward. E-commerce did especially well, with non-store sales up more than 11% last month compared to a year ago. Thing is, online gains are often brick-and-mortar losses, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
51-year-old Claudia Patrick grew up in Kansas City, says she was a mall rat as a teenager, worked through her 20s in a department store.
The mall that I worked in is closed. They tore it down and turned it into office space in a huge bus terminal.
Patrick herself doesn't shop much at mall department stores anymore.
Unless what I'm looking for online I can't find, or I'm worried about the size, how it fits.
Multiply that by a country's worth of consumers, and you've got a problem for brick-and-mortar stores. CoreSite Research reports that so far this year, about 7,000 stores have closed, more than in all of 2018. Retail layoffs are on track to match last year's total, which was the highest since 2009, according to Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
A lot of those job cuts that we do see are in retail locations in rural America and smaller towns.
It's also tough for big national department store chains. Camilla Yanishevsky at CFRA Research says companies like Kohl's and Dillard's continue to suffer from high costs and price competition. But she's bullish on discount dollar stores.
Dollar General has already announced that they plan to open almost 1,000 new stores.
Meanwhile, those ever-rising online sales are driving a lot of job growth and business expansion in warehousing and distribution, largely in major metro areas like Kansas City. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.